Magic 89.9's Morning Mashup. For Harvey Norman, Port Lincoln, open 7 days.
Last night, The Bachelorette started. We've got The Bachelorette herself with us now. Brooke, how are you?
I'm going good. Good morning.
Now, the thing that strikes me about this season is it feels like a recipe for love triangles. What do you think?
I think a lot of people are seeing love triangle in this experience, for sure.
And it feels almost more like the real world in a way, because on traditional seasons of The Bachelor or Bachelorette, it's almost weirdly focused on this one person. Like, for example, if you were at the pub and you had 10 guys chasing one girl and 9 girls being ignored, some of the guys might start to think, well, this isn't worth it. I'm going to go try it on with one of the other girls. Like, are you worried about that happening during the show?
I think that's everyone's sort of speculation and assumption. But I can say that, you know, it's something that I've thought about, but I haven't really concerned myself about it. I feel like it's going to be one of those things, like, it is what it is. You kind of just got to treat it as any type of conflict or whatever you would have in your life. But this is one of those things. I can only control my reaction to things, right? I can't control what people do.
So. True. You're a very attractive woman, a very eligible bachelorette, so I'm sure you can hold most of their attention for most of the time.
I'm hoping. I hope their focus is on me and being there is on me. But, I think some people just have wandering eyes.
Hey, if someone else finds love on your season, I think that would be awesome for them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Love is love and it comes in different ways and forms.
Maybe sure. Maybe a double wedding or a double proposal at the end.
Double date wedding.
So just quickly, what are you looking for? Tell us about what are you looking out for? What sort of person, what sort of partner? Not an ex-NRL player.
No. Let's stay away from the footy boys.
I saw there was an ex-AFL player on the show, so watch out for him.
Oh, okay, I'll keep him in my mind. What am I looking for? More so, I think the internal traits of a person are more important to me than anything physical. I do like, obviously, physical attraction, but I think person that I'm looking for is hopefully quite genuine and authentic, and I think someone who's got a lot of heart and a lot of compassion for others. I kind of have missed the mark in the last couple of years in my relationship, so I'm just hoping someone is in the right sort of frame of mind as me at this time. So yeah.
Well, good news, because everyone that's on the show looks very attractive. So I think that base is covered. You don't need to worry about it.
I know. I definitely feel super spoiled with who were casted this year because, yeah, I got my hands full, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. And one more for you. When it comes to going on a date with a man or going on a date with a woman, any things you have to consider differently for the different genders?
Everyone's got their different personalities, so you're always kind of adapting anyways, but my focus is really just to try and be myself and not be anything other than that.
Brooke, that is such a good message. Of course, you've done some work with mental health. It's really showing, and I wish you all the mental strength to get through this. I think you might need it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Enjoy your day.
You too, Brooke. Good luck. Bye.
Magic 89.9's Morning Mashup. For Harvey Norman, Port Lincoln, open 7 days.